On to a different story that has nothing to do with coronavirus. Because why the heck not? Around 500,000 Australians live with dementia, and over 1 million Australians are involved in their care. There's a new art project, and it aims to help people with dementia, as well as helping the family and friends engage with their loved ones. It's as simple as painting on leaves. Cynthia Hoogstraten and Kay Shelton spoke with Brad Marcellus about the Leaf Project.
The idea started back in 2017 when I was looking after my dad, and by that time he was in a nursing home, and each time I went to visit him I brought a new activity. And although I didn't actually see him paint in the as a child, I decided to bring some paints along, and I found that even though he had lost his verbal connection with me through art and painting, all of a sudden it opened up a whole new connection. And from that, it kind of grew. I met Kay and Josephine Beckers, who's also part of this project, at a retreat, and I told them about my idea. And the idea of the leaf, of course, is very symbolic to this project. And so that's how it started. So we thought we'd have these one-on-ones with people. We don't want to really talk about the disease or the impact. We want to talk about the person and highlight the individual, their personhood, so their history. And often when they paint, all of a sudden they're relaxed, and sometimes it takes them on a tangent of a conversation about their past. Mm. And so we're able to focus on that person one-on-one through this leaf project.
So why is the leaf important, Cynthia, as well? You just mentioned saying the leaf is important.
Often when we look at a leaf that's fallen from the tree, we gather them up, we rake them and put them in the bin, like they don't have any use. But when you pick up that leaf and consider that life cycle of that leaf and realise that there's still beauty in that leaf and there's actually still use for that leaf. So that's why the leaf, in a way, is very symbolic. It is a metaphor for the circle of life, and that we can pick that leaf up, have that person express themselves individually on that leaf. Then we can sit back and look at the beauty of that leaf, and we're actually preserving it, and we're looking at that one leaf, even though it's amongst many, because we do have so many elderly people now who have lost their cognition, or their cognition is declining. And of course, there are so many more people being affected by dementia. So through the leaf, we're wanting to highlight that person's individual position in our circle of life, and allow them to express themselves through the painting of the leaf, and therefore validating the person.
So Kay, what's your role been as well?
I have a connection with people, bringing them to their joy through creative play with art. Mm. And so I enjoy so much seeing people just be playful, connect with the brush, choose the colours. And certainly I have a strong affinity with nature as well. Mm. So to be able to allow a person, even if they've never painted in their life, to be able to choose colours and connect with the brush, and then watch their focus as they're painting the leaf, it is such a pleasure. It's just amazing, because some people will see their resistance come up. Others say, oh, I just love this. And then others will just sit there so focused, and they may just, focus on following the veins with a simple line, and others do the splash of colour. To me, it's the story of the person and their joy through creative play.
When I sit and have a draw with my boys, I sit down and suddenly you're lost in it, and I'm the one that's sort of sitting there still when they run away and they're finished playing. So, and it is a sense of nostalgia, and all these memories do start coming back to you. So is that what you're seeing with people?
Yes, and absolutely the nostalgia, because it brings up stories with them. Mm. Sometimes we will lead them with questions, but then the flow starts, and we might hear about their singing career or their dancing or whatever their stories were, memories of growing up in Bundaberg or wherever else they grew up. And through their share, it ignites thoughts and memories in others as well. But then we have the ones that will sit there just completely silent. They might even be dropping off, between brush strokes. But they're still involved in the project. They're getting something out of it, and that connection with the group that's painting together is a gift as well.
And the painted leaves, they do absolutely look stunning as well. We've got a large circle on the ground sitting right next to us, and they're all very colourful with stripes and things like that. Cynthia, what do you hope people, when they see the leaf project, take away from it?
Mm-hmm. Well, often families are thinking about what they can do with their loved ones in a nursing home, for instance. They come to visit and they might just sit there and the person's in their bed just looking at the four walls. Through this process, they're actually getting that person out of the bed, going through a mindful process, which we hear a lot about, that being in the moment. So this kind of opens up just a whole new connection, whether it's art or whether it's music. And I will mention Josephine Beckers, who is in Brisbane. She goes to Goma and does art therapy with the seniors there. So she's brought that Leaf Project to Brisbane. And now that we've connected with different Facebook pages, this whole project is actually going worldwide now. So people are seeing what we're doing and loving the idea. It's a very simple idea, yet it's so symbolic. And also, we decided that in the end, to present it as a mandala as well, which again is quite a symbolic way of presenting the leaves. We want people to have a go at this, pick up a leaf, get some paints and brushes and sit down with their loved one and have that very special connection with them through this mindful process.
And Kay, what do you hope someone takes away from the Leaf Project?
As Cynthia said, it is an opportunity for families to connect with their ageing relative or friend. And as she also mentioned, the connection between the art and the music, Josephine has actually recorded her seniors singing while they're painting. And some of those songs just bring back such a rush of memories. For me, it is empowering people to connect in a way that they may never have been able to connect with a dementia friend or relative before.
Dementia is a Person, the Leaf Project. That exhibition is planned to run at the Bundaberg Regional Art Gallery from May the 1st. If you'd like to find out more information, you can look up Dementia is a Person on Facebook.